But anyway, let's ask Ivan Rodriguez, who is obviously also one of the greatest catchers of all time, and he joins us from the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions, which is down at the Four Seasons Golf and Sports Club in Orlando. And by the way, you can check out coverage of this on NBC and the Golf Channel going all the way through Sunday. Ivan, thanks for coming on the show. And you probably heard just in the last hour that Carlos Beltran has agreed to step down as Mets manager. He never got to manage a game. I guess they just figured he would be constantly swamped with questions about his involvement, so he's decided to step away. It's very sad, and I think about you as a fellow Puerto Rican, and you think about the fact that he never got to manage a game. So this is a scandal that is really hurting right now. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel very bad about this situation, especially I feel bad about Carlos Beltran, Alex Cora, Hench, and the whole situation. It's sad to be honest with you, Major League Baseball and for the Houston Astros organization. I've been getting a lot of questions about this situation, but it's the part of the game, that you got to respect. You have to do the things right in the game of baseball. And unfortunately, there was involved in those years when the Houston won the World Series and there was a winning playoff in the World Series and thing happened. But as far as the question to Beltran is that it's sad for him not to be able to at least manage one game, and he was very professional accepting it, and I know that for him and his family it's hard, even for myself. He's a great friend of mine, same guy that Alex Cora, they're all good friends of mine. I hate and sad to see them getting fired as a manager, but the only thing they need to do is just move on, stay positive, and just continue the success.
Yeah, you're both from Manatee, right?
Yeah, well, Alex from Caguas, and I'm from Manatee. I born in Manatee, but I grew up in Vega Baja, which is the next town. But we all get together a lot, especially in the off season. Every time I come to Puerto Rico, I go to visit his baseball academy there in Manatee, and he's a great guy. Unfortunately, it's sad that all this news is happening, and he's not going to be longer manager for the Mets anymore.
Jessica Mendoza, who of course is a broadcaster, but she also works in the Mets front office, and she said today on ESPN Radio that she has a problem with Mike Fiers going public. She said, yeah, tell your teammates, but don't go public with it. And that's the thing. Some people think he's a heroic whistleblower. Some people think he's a dirty rat snitch. Where do you stand on all that?
I don't know. This is a situation that, that they have to, they have to take it the way it is. Look, if you do something that is not good for baseball, obviously you're going to get punished. And basically that's what's happening. You cannot do that in baseball. You cannot go inside and get, all this stuff, all this information and bring it outside. I don't think that for me is baseball, baseball to me, they should go back to be the same baseball that I play in my era. No stats and no everything. Just go out there and do the best that you can, because that's what you're there for. You have an ability to go out there and play the game of baseball. You should let all these players go out there and play their game. When we play, yes, we have some information available, but guess what? I was a player, then when I was a hitter, I was a hitter that received the ball and hit it and make contact. And, I was one of the worst bad ball hitters in the game of baseball. And I still put the ball in fair. I still put the ball in play. So I think to me, all these things, all these stats that's been happening for the last 4 or 5 years, yeah, it's okay. But I think they're going a little bit too much.
Couple more questions for Pudge Rodriguez. He's at the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions at the Four Seasons Golf and Sports Club in Orlando, which you can see on NBC and the Golf Channel through Sunday. Yesterday I was speaking with Reggie Jackson, and he told me that he didn't want to know if it was going to be a fastball or a breaking ball. That
no,
it would,
no, me too. Yeah. Me too. That's what I'm saying. That's what I just tell you. I mean, I never liked anybody to tell me what's coming. I was a very aggressive hitter, and basically my philosophy as a hitter was see the ball and hit it. See the ball and hit it. Don't look for any fastball. Don't look for any changes of breaking ball. Just see the baseball, and if it's good to hit, made a good swing and put the ball in play. But I'm with Reggie. You know, I was never a guy that look up to second base or look somewhere to look for signs. To me, that makes me more anxious at the plate when that happens. So I was like Reggie. Me, I was a player that I just go out there, play the game aggressive, play 27 the hardest I can, go out there, get my four bats, good, look for a good pitch to hit and put it in play.
When there were runners at second base, obviously, you know, you need to switch up your signs and things, and of course they would look for tendencies, maybe if you set up outside or something, and that's all part of the traditional cat and mouse thing of baseball, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have a problem with that. You know, actually I was my fault, you know, if that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I should have covered up as much as I can to not let the guy in second base knows what's coming. That's fine. By the way, I was talking to Josh Beckett yesterday here at the golf tournament, and he told me, look, if somebody picked me the signs in second base, I'm okay with it because that means that's my fault. That's the same way that I think. You know, that's why to play the game, you know, when I was behind the plate, I was having 3, 4, 5, 6 set of signs for me, and I change it every 1 or 2 or 3 innings. Or maybe I change it 1 or 2, you know, in the same inning. So that's part of the game. That's the name of the game. You need to anticipate everything is going to happen in the game. You know, like if you see that a lot of guys going through second base in one inning, you got to change the time. If I see 3 or 4 guys going to second base, which is a long rally and it's a lot of run scores happening, I will change the time. But that to me, I don't have any problem at all. My job is just to, you know, cover up or avoid the sign as much as I can so they don't pick it up.
Very good. Last question for you. I know that the Los Angeles City Council is trying to get an amendment to Major League Baseball to get the title to the Dodgers and maybe vacate the World Series for both the Astros and the Red Sox. What do you think about taking a drastic measure like that?
Well, I don't know. I don't have really an answer for that. I mean, those are situations that we need to wait, you know, into the decisions happen. You know, I don't want it to anticipate what's going to happen. I think, you know, they're going to continue doing some more investigations, more things like that. They're probably going to change, you know, they're going to probably make some more decisions. So I think it's the best way is to wait and see what happens in the next few days.
There he is, Ivan Rodriguez, a 14-time All-Star, a 13-time Gold Glover, just about the best that ever sat behind the dish, the Hall of Famer he is at. The Diamond Results Tournament of Champions, that is at the Four Seasons Golf and Sports Club in Orlando, Florida. Remember, you can check this out through Sunday on both NBC and the Golf Channel. Ivan, thank you so much for your time and your insights, and let's catch up down the road.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, good stuff. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back, and we'll close out hour number 2 of 3.